Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we're joined by one of the 27 young film lovers who is attending the Venice International Film Festival under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. Welcome, Linnea. Linnea Heidrich.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is the ambassador of Denmark? So, welcome to Fred.
Thank you so much.
So, first of all, how did you describe your experience here as a juror in Venice, and what did you expect to learn, and what did you learn?
Well, one of the words I would use to describe my experiences here as a juror is intense, very stimulating in a lot of different ways. So it's been... We've been very busy. We've been watching a lot of films, sometimes 3-4 films in a day. So there's not a lot of time to process, but it's also been a lot of fun. And it's been fantastic to have people who are really passionate about film, the way that I'm really passionate about film, to talk with. And we had some great discussions. And I think that's one of the things that I was hoping for, that I would find, is people who just kind of have the same interests as me. And I've found that. But then, that being said, I was also, you know, kind of in the back of my mind thinking I'd meet all sorts of celebrities and sort of, and that didn't happen. So I think it's also important to just kind of, you never get what you expect out of things. And I think it's been nice just to kind of lean back and think, okay, I'll take what I can get.
I read from your profile that your dream job would be working as a screenwriter and a director. So my question is, first of all, why? And when and what makes you deciding that that would be your future?
I think actually, funnily enough, being here has kind of made me reflect on that. I'm a storyteller, I would say, by kind of nature, and I love telling stories, and I always have, and I think I always will. But just being here and seeing the industry from the perspective that I have now has made me kind of not question whether it's something I want to do, but maybe more whether it's something I want to do right now. So I think there are other ways of telling stories that I might want to explore first, but I think film is a fantastic medium, and I would love to try and play around with it as well. I mean, there's a lot of room for experimentation, and I think that's really great. But I'm just not sure that it's something that I want to do right now. But it's, again, one of the things that's been great about being here in a way that I didn't expect was that, you know, you get a different perspective on things.
Are you the ambassador of Grand Theatre Cinema in Copenhagen? Mm-hmm. How would you describe to our listeners this cinema?
So it's located in sort of the center of the town, so mm-hmm. but like in a nice little side sort of street to one of the big main shopping streets. So it's very sort of central but cozy atmosphere. It's very kind of hospitable. It's very kind of like, it almost kind of feels like stepping into a living room a little bit. It has like a nice bar, and it's not a very large cinema, and it has a lot of a mixed crowd of people who come there. It's a lot of kind of older people who are like retired, and then sort of young people who want to go see kind of the more sort of the films that they can't see anywhere else. But I think in general it's just a really nice atmosphere to be in. That's really nice, yeah.
And where did you get information about cinema and related events in your own country?
I think probably Facebook, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of social media, sort of the posts that I just happen to see. But I find it sometimes a bit difficult to figure out what's going on, and it can be kind of quite sort of closed circles of information. But yeah, Facebook mainly, and maybe like a poster somewhere or something like that, but not that much.
So social media is...
Yeah, I think it's key to promoting, especially, I mean, young people, it's kind of the way that we get information.
And moving back to Venice Film Festival, which one of the 27 Times Cinema Initiative, not initiative, but activities, did you like the most, and why?
I have two ones, but I really like the masterclass with our president, the jury president, Celine Sciamma, because it was basically, she was just talking about how she writes and how she kind of her process, and I just find it very, very fascinating to listen to someone who is so good at what she does, talking about, in a very sort of accessible way, talking about how she writes and why she writes, and I thought it was very useful to me as someone who wants to write or likes to write. But that I also really like, we did a workshop where we did reviews, where we wrote kind of reviews of films, and I had some comments on my text, and it kind of changed my perspective on the way that I write and what I write for. And yeah, so that was very fascinating and very, very useful, I think, for me going forward as well. So I'm very happy I had that experience.
So thank you, Lena, for sharing your experience as ambassador of Denmark for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.